Genesis 1:2 says that soon after the creation, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Well, who is the Spirit of God? We believe it's God the Holy Spirit. We believe that it's the blessed third person of the Trinity. There's a curiosity in the original formation of Hebrew words in that the normal word translated God, Elohim, is actually a plural masculine form. And what I'm suggesting, even though obviously non-Christian Hebrew scholars, and I'm not a scholar, I'm just a student, would violently disagree, I'm suggesting that a shadow of the Trinity is actually embedded in the Hebrew word for God. There's something called a plural of majesty, and what that means is that kings and queens don't speak in the first person singular. There's a famous quote by Queen Victoria where she says, "We are not amused." There's also what we call the editorial we, where one newspaper editor is writing, but he's representing the newspaper, so he writes in the first person plural, we and our. In this passage, though, God is one. He's one, but he represents himself with the plural noun Elohim. And in verse 2, we see God the third person. Well, where is God the second person? Well, the book of Colossians tells us that Christ made everything, and that everything was made for him. So what do we see? We see that creation is a Trinitarian work. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were all active and are still active in the creation of everything we see. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. We hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.